KZN's number one way to wake up. Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
And I woke up this morning, I didn't feel anything, but I saw there was a huge buzz on all of the socials. Apparently, round about just after 4 a.m. this morning, there was a quake. The epicenter is about 33 kilometers northeast of Pietermaritzburg, so past Greytown area. And a lot of people, well, the reports coming through are saying it was a magnitude 3.8, so not much to mention, nothing to write home about. And did anyone feel it?
No,
for me.
No, I didn't feel anything. Yeah, I am closer, but it's, you say it's a 3.8, right? Well, unconfirmed, and it's not that big. But people in Tonga, Guamashu, Phoenix, are all saying, oh, I felt something. I thought I was going to die. Yo, hey, South Africa.
Well, I'm actually looking now online, and a few people here have said, yeah. So we've got... I think it's Lindo saying felt it in Kwamashu, felt the roof shaking. Sianda saying I felt it too. Kasantha felt it in Tongaat. Tandega saying Inanda felt it. Krenal saying Newlands felt it. I mean, I definitely don't remember feeling it, but
yeah.
I mean, it's like
fire. I'm a heavy sleeper. I wait till my third alarm goes off and I get a little bit of a shake, and then I'm one of those lucky ones who wakes up to a fresh cup of coffee and those kind of things. I'm not awake until that happens. So I missed it. Also, I was not involved in anything at 4 o'clock in the morning, so I can't claim any responsibility for this quake. But if you felt it and it was real, yeah.
You know these things. So Ulindo Gray here says, well, at Guamashu, I felt the entire roof shaking. If the epicenter is all the way 38 k's outside of Pietermaritzburg, in Guamashu, would you feel it on a 3.8?
No, not a 3.8.
Hey,
and it wouldn't move. It wouldn't. No. It wouldn't shake your roof. If, that was probably wind, Lindo. That was
yes.
That was probably or maybe, wind. Or it is. It is
shame. Don't break it's Lindo's heart, guys.
Loudspeakers.
Exactly. Yes, you know what? It was curfew ends at 4 o'clock, so the jawlers came out at 1 minute past four. That's what probably happened. Yeah. At 3.8, 10 kilometers below the earth, 33 kilometers northeast of Pietermaritzburg, anyone outside of Greytown and Maritzburg who didn't feel a thing, I can promise you. But it's interesting. You know what? We're finding diamonds and 10 babies being born and earthquakes all over the place. We are living in those fascinating times. And if these things if these things are happening for you and they get you to wake up in the morning and enjoy the day, then go with it. You tell people about your quake and how the earth moved
the Quakers.
For you as well. We finally have the Quakers in South Africa.
KZN's number one way to wake up. Wake up. Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.